Good evening, VI Talk peoples. Apologies for the bustling in the background. My husband's just packing things away. I hope you still can hear me. It shouldn't be too long. So, I have not been here for a while. And I have not done any podcasts lately, weight loss, etc. Simply because I was a bit on a, well, let's just call it a diet break. In both senses of the word, as it were. I broke in my diet and I had a break from my diet. Which, trust me guys, going back to gastric bypass, you might think people can't gain weight on gastric bypass. Folks, I'm afraid you can. Now, the gains are very, very little compared to what I used to gain. But it still can happen. It can still creep up, especially when you make excuses. Such as, oh, I'm exercising more now, so, hey, I can have some more carbs. Which actually, in a way, is true, but you can take it too far. Then you go a week without exercising and you still keep your carbohydrates up. Sorry about the walking around. I'm just trying to avoid the noise. Anyway, yeah, thanks. Anyway, so I ended up having, and not even naughty carbs, but just an excess of cereal bars, which I still recommend, but, well, not the excess, but the actual cereal bars I still recommend. But even that, only in moderation. For example, I've been eating naked bars, which sounds kind of dodgy, but it really isn't. It's simply a fresh fruit bar, but it doesn't taste of fresh fruit because they somehow make it so well. Especially the chocolate, the cocoa orange and cocoa mint flavours. But I ended up stopping buying them because I just would buy bags and bags of it and would just nibble on them throughout the day. And as I said, it's fine from time to time, but just it's dangerous because they are moorish. Same with something called nine bars, which are seeded bars. But I'm back on the diet wagon. I've lost all the excess weight again, and I'm trying to lose more, but it's a bit of a bugger. It's really hard to lose it, even though I'm exercising and eating healthy again. I'd like to be under 73 kilos, but at the moment it's circling around the 73. I don't mind even saying my weight, because if it helps anyone, then that's fine with me. Anyway, since being back on the diet bandwagon, thanks to my lovely weight loss surgery forum, which by the way is WLsurgery.com, primarily a UK-based forum, but there are some American folks on there as well, if you do want to have a look. Anyway, on this forum, I found a few new low-calorie ideas, and I also looked at more low-calorie protein options myself. So let's start with breakfast. So I'm just going to I'm just going to give you ideas based on time of day, just because it will make it easier. Breakfast, at the moment, I am eating either total 0% Greek yogurt. Now that's by a company called Phage. I'm not sure if you have it in America, but certainly in England, it's not too expensive, and it's very high in protein. I often mix that up with, if you go to TK Maxx, which is clothes, home, everything pretty much kind of store, you can get zero-calorie syrups for about £4. Which is really amazing. So I mix my yogurt with a bit of the toffee-flavoured syrup. Then I have an orange, although I'm fussy of having my orange in my yogurt, so I have it afterwards. Or tomorrow I will be having porridge, multigrain porridge, the oats or simple one, well, I guess you would call it oatmeal in America. The Oatso Simple one from Quakers is 183 calories per pod. I make it with water rather than milk, because I think it already has milk powder in it. And I normally do it with honey, but I think tomorrow I'm going to add some of the low-calorie almond syrup for sweetness with no extra calories. There's another thing that I tried, but it's not really my thing. They are called Linda McCartney sausages. They're vegetarian sausages, quite heavily coated though, but they're like good in protein as well. And I had them in a bun for breakfast from time to time, but I don't buy them anymore. Lunch-wise, I've started to make my own salads again. Now, you will think salad is more a summery thing than a wintery thing, which I agree with, but if you are in an office... Bear with me, guys. Sorry about this, people. I just had a Skype call from my friend. Where was I? Yes, lunch. Now, you will think that salads are more of a summer option, but if you are working in an office and you haven't really got a microwave, although we do, but certainly in the room I am staying at the moment, as I still have no work placement, I'm not allowed to work yet due to security clearance, but that's a different story. Certainly if you, in our room, we haven't got a microwave, so cold lunches can be a tricky thing, especially if you want it low carb. So sandwiches are fine, but if you want low carb, sandwiches are hard. So today I have made a salad made out of a chopped pepper, some lettuce, some mussels and Pocklington vinegar, which are good in protein, some frozen prawns which are defrosted, or shrimp as you would call it in America, and a half-fat French dressing. I do make my own dressings sometimes, but lately I just haven't got the time, so I try to make the healthiest choice redressing. And it should not be more than 130-140 calories per salad, because obviously peppers and lettuce are a good low-calorie, you know, vegetables. You can fill yourself on those quite well. And again, no carbohydrates. Other ideas, of course, for lunch. Last week I made prawn, pineapple and sweet corn salad with light salad cream. I made chicken and beef slices that are normally sandwich slices with sweet corn and light salad cream and lettuce. All these things. And if you do want a few carbs, you can chuck a handful of pasta in or some quinoa or whatever. And that's really good for lunch. And it's fine to eat it cold. If you are at home, I recommend corn sausages for lunch because they're nice and light with the Heinz 5 beans, or Muscle Food do some nice giant lean meatballs, or some chicken fillets, etc., etc. For tea then, evening meal, there's not much change for me, although I'm trying to leave the carbohydrates out as usual. So today, for example, I had a roast chicken dinner, but I took the roast potatoes out and gave them to hubby, which he was very grateful for. Other options are, again, I had chicken thigh fillets with spinach the other day, or chicken thigh fillets with mixed vegetables and the pesto cheese sauce, which is lovely, not too creamy, but something different from, you know, other sauces, and hasn't got as many calories as normal cheese sauce made with cream or milk or whatever. As for snacks, now here's what I found lately. Snacks, I found quite a few good ones lately. I am still trying to eat high protein, so I may have mentioned Fridge Raiders before, which are like little chicken bites with different flavours. They're rather nice. There are quite good seafood sticks, which I am kind of tired of, but for some of you it might work. Today I went to Holland & Barrett, which is a fairly popular health food store in England, and I bought some roasted chickpea snacks. They are 65 grams worth of chickpeas in a pack, and it's only 88 calories, and you can get them in garlic, tomato and herb flavour, or Thai chilli flavour. I haven't tried them yet, but they sound very good, so I'm looking forward to those. As for other high protein snacks, oh by the way, even chickpeas are quite high in protein and fibre, so you can't go wrong really. As for protein bars, I have been playing around as they are quite pricey. I've tried Atkins, although they're still quite high in fat and quite high in calories. I mean, nearly as high as some of my meals, which is quite shocking. I have now discovered Diet Whey protein bars, which are a lot less calories and even more filling, and they only got 0.3 grams of sugar in them, which for a bypasser, of course, who needs only 4 grams of sugar or 5 at the most in any food, is of course a lot better. So I recommend either those or Quest bars, but they're a lot more expensive and they're mainly American. I'm sure you American guys might know Quest bars if you are protein bar people. And then of course you can have fruit. Now, my lovely company that I am working in, or rather I am trying to work in at the moment, they sell fruit salad pots, grape pots, smoothies, so there's always a healthy option when you do go into a canteen. So that's all good. Drinks wise, I've now discovered soya milk, especially in lattes. Yes, they are a bit more high calorie than skinny lattes, and the taste is a bit different, but I found the taste actually better than the skinny latte. It's more fluffy and creamy than skim milk, and I think it's got more flavour to it, and it's got a light taste to it, but it fills you a lot more, sometimes anyway. So certainly a soya latte with sugar-free syrup is like one of my daily treats that I am allowing myself, because I add them to my daily calories. As for other drinks, I don't know as yet where else you can get those, but the company I'm working for is selling The One flavoured waters. They are lovely. They come in orange and mandarin, blackberry, apple and raspberry, and lemon and lime. And they're sweetened with the fruit, so not sugar at all. And they are lovely, and I could drink them they're just gorgeous. So, hope that helps. I do hope that really helps. Now, exercise. Before I finish, just a quick note on exercise. As you know, I'm a big runner and I love running. And I did a half marathon 15 days ago and it was beautiful. But as the nights are drawing in and getting earlier and it's getting colder, it's harder to find the time to run by daylight, and it's harder to find people who are happy to run with you. So exercise is a little bit hit and miss at the moment. I am using my step stool, which I believe ages ago I've made an audiobook about my step stool. It may have been lost somewhere in the archives, but I used it for 40 minutes this week at some point. I'm still doing stomach and arm exercises, and I'm trying to get into the gym more just to do some rowing. But yeah, exercising winter is always a bit tricky, so but I'm trying to make the most of it and trying to find as much as I can do at home or somewhere else indoor. But if you guys have any more ideas, especially for indoor cardio exercises that I can do at home, do drop me a line, because they're always welcome, especially anything that doesn't cost me a bomb on equipment, because you can only do so many jumping jacks without doing your knees in. And the step stool's great, but it can be quite monotonous. Anyway, I thought I'd let you guys know how I'm getting on with my bypass. Oh, one more thing. Two things. The two things I've realised, and two things that also, I believe, had contributed to my recent weight gain, which, by the way, like I said, really wasn't that much. I mean, without the bypass, I probably would have gained at least twice as much as I actually have gained. But nevertheless, the two things that I've noticed that probably had something to do with it was, A, your speed of eating. Now, for gastric surgery people, it's drummed into them to eat slowly, to chew at least 20 times, wait 20 seconds until the next bite, and finish after 20 minutes of eating. I believe that this is generally a good exercise to do, not just for those who had weight loss surgery. So give it a go. If you have time, if you don't eat on the go, sit down. I don't know, have a timer. I have an app called Eat Slower, which helps me. Yeah, it's Eat Slower in two words. And just give it a go. Time yourself and see whether your brain registers earlier that you're full. And it also helps you with eating mindfully, enjoying what you put in your mouth and thinking about the textures and the tastes. The other thing, there is this saying called, the more you drink, the more you shrink. Now, it's pretty obvious that I'm not talking about alcohol or calorific drinks, but certainly water and sugar-free or no added sugar fluids, such as flavoured water, no added sugar cordials or squash, as we call it in England, really recommendable. If you rather have hot drinks, I even warm up a pint of squash or Ribena and have it warm, and it's actually quite nice. So try to get at least, well, if you measure it in cups, try and get at least 8 cups of fluid in. If you measure it in pints, try and at least get 4 in. But if you are not used to even drinking as much, try and start slowly and, I know, try 2 pints a day, then 3, and then get up to 4. I recently managed to drink 7 at one day. Anyway, I hope that helped someone. And if you have any questions or ideas for me, feel free to reply to this post or to direct message me or whatever is easier for you. Or even comment on here in writing. That's fine too. And I hope it helped you, and I will talk to you soon.